Welcome back to the show. This is the Border Patrol Live on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati in studio. Momentarily, we're going to be joined by former Chiefs quarterback Dave Craig to talk a little bit about what he's doing now. Also, get his thoughts on Derek Thomas as Derek Thomas goes into the Hall of Fame this weekend. Of course, Dave Craig played with Derek Thomas, and Dave Craig was the man that Derek Thomas sacked seven times and nearly an eighth time before Dave Craig threw the game-winning touchdown pass to Paul Scansey back in 1990. Everyone remembers that as a Chiefs fan and really as an NFL fan. But we thought he'd be able to give us some unique perspective on DT. And, of course, we're interested to know what Dave Craig's up to now.
You know what? I was there that day.
Yeah?
And that's one of those games I think that everybody in Kansas City likes. You know, everybody wants to say they were there when the Royals won the World Series. There aren't very many of the biggest Chiefs games ever that I was actually physically present at, but that was one of them. I was at that game with my dad.
Another man that was there was Dave Craig. Dave, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm on my morning jog up here in Wisconsin.
Oh, is that right? Wow. Well, we appreciate you. How close are you to River Falls, Wisconsin, where the Chiefs are right now?
Oh, probably 2.5 hours east. I'm in Wausau, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And I'm running in the back. This guy's got 850 acres of woods and deer hunting land. And so this morning, usually before I get up and start doing stuff, go for a run, go work out, go hit some golf balls, and then do some charity stuff down here in the Wausau area where I grew up.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the show. We're looking at your website, DaveCraig.com. Before we get into any more discussion, tell us, get us up to date. What are you doing now? You're up in Wisconsin. Give us a little bit about what goes on in Dave Craig's life now.
Every summer I come up here, usually the month of July, when the kids are off of school. Now they're getting ready to go to college. The other one's getting ready to go play hockey for Alexandria, Minnesota. And I got a daughter in Alabama, so we bring them all up here, and we do musky fishing, smallmouth, largemouth, walleye, all kinds of fishing, play golf, do a lot of the water parks, and then in the winter come up here and snowmobile, ice fish, all those type of things. Wow. Then in the fall, go deer hunting. I'm always looking for deer hunting land. So if there's somebody listening that's in Missouri and they got some deer hunting land for Dave Craig, I'd love to come back there. Bill Kenny was the first guy to let me hunt on his land when I was a Chief.
913-3810-810 if you got, and trust me, Dave, we will get some phone calls on that.
Sure.
And we might be able to actually to broker a deal here because I don't know if you're a baseball fan at all, but we're going to have former Kansas City Royal pitcher Mike Boddicker on here in a little bit.
Yes, Mike Boddicker used to pitch for the Orioles, too, yeah.
Yeah, huge outdoorsman, and I don't know if his land is in Missouri or Iowa or both.
Iowa is another great hunting state. I've been there before. It's hard to get a non-resident tag, but I go hunting in Iowa. I've been hunting in Iowa. We got my biggest 15-point buck is out of Iowa.
So we can get you in touch with Mike Boddicker because Boddicker is a huge hunter and fisherman. And so maybe you guys can work something out together. So we'll do that for you after we get off the air.
90% of my hunting is bow hunting with Matthews and Limb Savers and people like that. They've been nice enough to get me going and get me started. So any interest would be great.
Well, we will take care of that. And once again, DaveCraig.com is the website. Now, let's talk a little bit about, first, before we get into your time with the Chiefs, you know, obviously Derek Thomas is going in to the Hall of Fame this weekend, so all of Kansas City is very excited. And so many people refer back to that game. It was Sunday, November 11th, 1990. The Seahawks won the game 17-16 as you threw a 25-yard touchdown pass to Paul Scansey with no time left on the clock. You know what? You were 16-23, 306 yards, two touchdowns, and no picks, which is remarkable considering you were sacked seven times by Derek Thomas, almost an eighth time, but you got away and threw that touchdown pass and broke a lot of hearts that day.
Well, here's the other most amazing part. We hadn't won a game in Arrowhead Stadium as the Seahawks for 10 years in a row. We'd always gone there and gotten beat. And so that was one of our goals, was to try to figure out a way to win the game and to go there and win. And they had the Jets flying over in remembrance of Derek's daddy, who was MIA in Vietnam. And I also had a friend who a few years later, flew in Desert Storm, and he flew F-15 Air Force pilot. He flew Eagles over there when they had the start of Desert Storm. So Derek and I both had something in common.
You know, and the reports from the Chiefs side of things ever since then is that after that game, Derek was almost despondent. He wasn't self-congratulatory for getting seven sacks. He was all he would talk about was the one that he didn't get on the touchdown pass he threw to win the game. I'm wondering if you guys ever relived that game or talked much about it between the two of you.
Well, it's funny. After 1990, 2 years later, then I ended up being one of Derek's teammates.
Right.
And I knew him a little bit, but then we got to become very, very good friends. A guy from Alabama, a good guy, just outgoing. We became golf partners. I got his helmet with the shield on it that he sacked me with. He gave me that. We talked about that. I told him, man, you had a great day that day, didn't you? And he goes, yeah, but I couldn't keep you down. He says, I have a lot of respect for you that I would sack you 7.5 times. The rest of my teammates would get you another 4 times. And you still hung in there, and then with no time left on the clock, you throw a touchdown pass to Paul Scanzi. He goes, at the same time I was elated, we're all standing on the sideline thinking we got the game won, and you throw that pass, and it was like, it just was a total role reversal as far as from elation to dejection.
Yeah, and you're right, because that on that one play, if DT gets a sack, game over, you threw the touchdown pass, also game over.
I always tell people, when he almost got me in that last sack, that I finally wore him out in the fourth quarter from tackling me so much.
Is there, in the actual heat of the battle, during the game itself, you guys got to know each other pretty well since he had his arms around you 7 different times. Are you talking back and forth during the course of the game? Was there much interaction that day between the two of you?
Well, no. Usually when Derek would get a sack, he would, you know, jump around a little bit, even help a quarterback up on occasion. We didn't say too much. He was always a talkative guy during the game and everything, but he was definitely in his zone. You know, with the planes flying over, he had a lot of extra motivation with his dad and everything, the thoughts of his dad and his family, and he just had one of those games. Obviously, his quickness off the ball combined with the loud noise of Arrowhead Stadium, and we just didn't have any way to really control Derek Thomas that day. He just had a phenomenal day as a linebacker and a defensive end stand-up rusher.
Why didn't you guys double-team him that day?
Oh, believe me, we tried putting one of our better running backs, John L. Williams, on him. Mm-hmm. But it was a combination, too. They had Kevin Ross, Albert Lewis, Deron Cherry, Kevin Porter. They had a great secondary, so finding somebody open wasn't easy, so that made you hold on to the ball a fraction of a second. And then they had Dan Salamoa and some other guys that would, Neil Smith, put pressure on you. So either he took a sack or threw an interception. I decided not to throw the interception. Ended up taking a few more sacks, and I guess that turned out to be a good recipe, though.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned Salamoa. People forget Dan Salamoa scored a touchdown in that game.
Well, I'll tell you what, too, and it wasn't all our offensive linemen's fault. On that particular play, we were back on our own 5-yard line in a shotgun. We were just supposed to run a running play. Deron Cherry did a great job of coming up like they were going to blitz. I audibled to a pass. The linemen didn't hear me, so they're blocking down for a run. Here comes Derek Thomas with a free shot at my blind side, hits me right between the shoulder blades. First thing that hits is my forehead on the ground. Ball goes flying. Dan Salamoa picks up for a touchdown, and all I got to see was all them white spots from a, you know, concussion.
Wow. Dave Craig.
It's amazing, yeah, how much you remember. I mean, you're just rattling off so many specifics of a game that took place 19 years ago.
Well,
and you suffered a concussion.
I ran to the sideline, and I'm still staggering back to the sideline. Then I get my ass chewed by Chuck Knox. He's going, when I call a running play, damn it, I want you to keep that running play on. You know, I'm like,
yeah, he was ground Chuck for a reason,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm like, geez, coach, let me get my thoughts about me before you start yelling at me. But then I said, on second thought, keep yelling at me. It's not really affecting me right now.
Dave Craig joins us, former Chiefs quarterback, of course, former longtime Seattle Seahawks quarterback. Now, Dave, if you would, take us through that last play. And you know, it's the last play that's going to happen in that game, win or lose on that play. Take us through what you remember, how close you came to being sacked, and how you found Paul Scanzi in the end zone.
Well, we fortunately got the ball back with no timeouts, 50 seconds. We had to go about 60 yards, and we do this drill in practice, and it, you know, works in practice, but we never had it work in a game before. I think we completed a screen pass to John L., another pass to Scanzi. Brian Blades caught one. Got another one to John L. We're down on the 20-yard line with 4 seconds. We spiked the ball. And then we just called 4 vertical routes down the field. We take the shotgun snap. Derek comes through again. He gets his arm around me, and I twist, and he kind of whips off of me. I turn back toward the end zone. I see Scans. I fire the ball to him. I get hit again, knocked to the ground. Then after that, all I hear is complete silence. I'm like, that's a good sound. That was a good sound. I turned up, and everybody was mobbing Paul Scanzi. That tied the game, and Norm Johnson had to come in and kick the extra point. But that's something for TV, you know, where the ball's thrown in the air 4, 3, 2, what the ball, and my arm isn't that strong, so it probably would have taken a little bit longer. But it got there.
And you won the game, and obviously that's one of the main reasons we thought to have you on, because we're talking about Derek Thomas around here and the fact that he's about to be enshrined in the Football Hall of Fame, and we're saying, boy, who are some guys we could talk to that would have a great perspective on Derek Thomas? You obviously are the guy that's most closely linked to the most memorable game in Derek Thomas's career, and then you played with him for 2 years, and it's interesting to hear you say that you guys became such close friends your 2 years here in Kansas City. I'm wondering what your reaction is just in general to, number one, how long it took Derek Thomas to get into the Hall of Fame, and now that he's in there, what your thoughts are on the accomplishment.
Well, my first thoughts, I'm proud for his family. I mean, first, you know, they miss their dad. You know, he's MIA. Then the family has that tragedy with Derek, and now he's in the Hall of Fame, and they finally, for the whole Thomas family, I'm just very happy and proud of them. For the Hunt family, the whole Kansas City Chiefs organization, to get another player in the Hall of Fame, and he's well justly deserved. Well-respected in the NFL. Matter of fact, when he got in his accident, he was going to watch another friend play in a playoff game. And so everybody in the NFL loved Derek when he went to the Pro Bowls. All the guys, you know, got around him because he's very charming and charismatic and just loved football, free-loving, fun-loving type guy.
Dave Craig
and, he was a golfer, but that was another story. But we played golf together up at River Falls quite a bit, Derek and I. Joe Montana, Dan Salamoa. It was pretty fun.
Who was the best golfer out of that group?
It was during training camp, so nobody was any good. Right. It was a pretty mishmash of it was just something to do to get away for a little bit and just build some camaraderie amongst the offense and the defense. And that was my way of telling Joe. I said, if your name wasn't Joe Montana, this thing was equal. I think I'd beat you out.
couple of real quick more questions about your time with the Chiefs, Dave, and we appreciate your time. In that AFC Championship game after the 1993 season, against the Bills, you know, Montana goes out and is hurt and doesn't come out after halftime. You go in the game, and people forget, Chiefs scored a touchdown in the third quarter. It's a 20-13 game, and then the Bills, you know, kind of pulled away in the fourth quarter. But what are your memories from that? Because that, you know, for us, that was the best Chiefs team that we've seen in the last 20 years or so, and that was the closest they've come to the Super Bowl. You guys, boy, just were almost there.
That team was good because we got to the championship game. The Chiefs had another team where they lost a heartbreaker on a field goal miss against the Colts, too. That was another good team. But what I remember about the Bills game was Joe got hurt. I went back out there. We got within 7. Thurman Thomas had over 200 yards rushing. Not many teams would run the ball as effectively against us as they did that particular day. The crowd was behind them. They were similar to Arrowhead Stadium. I threw an interception. We were down inside the 30-yard line to, I think his name was Mark Kelso. He played so deep. Mm-hmm. And this time I saw him up shallow, and I was thinking, oh, maybe we'll be able to post behind to Willie Davis. And I set the snap of the ball. He just ran straight backwards, and he fooled me. But I remember here I am playing in a championship game, might be my last one, hoping we could win and go on to the Super Bowl. And that feeling is probably worse than what Derek felt, because when you lose a championship game, you lose the opportunity. I played 19 years, never got to a Super Bowl, so that was my last chance.
Dave, final question for you. The Chiefs are spending their last preseason, their last training camp in River Falls before moving back to St. Joseph, Missouri. What's your best memory, or what's the memory that sticks with you from River Falls, Wisconsin?
The first thing I remember is when I was growing up here at D.C. Everest High School, none of those colleges wanted me, not even none of the state schools, Stout, River Falls, Whitewater, Platteville. And the only time I got a chance to play in their facilities was when I was a pro. When I was with the Bears, I went to the University of Wisconsin, Platteville. And then when I was with the Chiefs, I was up at University of Wisconsin, River Falls, and Carl Peterson, in all his wisdom, he said, well, Dave, you're a local product. You're from the Wausau area, 2 hours away. We want you to be on the fire truck and lead the parade downtown. So I remember that as well.
Dave,
that was quite an honor. I upstaged Joe Montana. He was on the team that year, too.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I got another good story. We were in training camp. We went down to scrimmage somebody. I think it was in lacrosse. I think it was the Saints or somebody. And Joe was my roommate. He goes, hey, it's after 11 o'clock. I don't feel like sleeping. Let's go out somewhere. I said, Joe, it's Sunday night. in one of these state colleges. It's early August. They're not even in school yet. There's nobody in any place. Oh, no, we got to go. Let's just go do something. Let's just get out of these dorms. I'm sick and tired of this. So we asked Derek if he could help us because we noticed if once you get out the window, there was still a four-foot drop, and Mr. Thomas was kind enough to hold on to our arms as we dropped down and ran around the building. Somebody saw two people leaving. We called back to Matt Blunden and Todd McNair. They said, you guys got to get back. They're going to do a second room check. So not only did we sneak out, we had to sneak back in.
did you guys ever make it anywhere that night? Did you ever get to anywhere?
Oh, we had to come back so that Marty didn't think we were gone. And then after he checked the rooms the next day, he says, hey, you two are fined $2,500. And I said, hey, you didn't see who it was or anything. You could not have seen anybody. What do you mean? Two people running in the dark. How do you know it was us? Well, we went back to your rooms, and you guys weren't in there. I said, well, yeah. Joe was up talking to Derek, and I was talking to Todd McNair. He had that quizzical German look on his face. He said, well, I can't really argue with you on that one. Okay, let's just call it a charitable contribution. I said, I'll meet you there.
Former,
by the way, I plead no contest.
Yeah, there you go. Former Chiefs quarterback Dave Craig has joined us. To keep up with Dave Craig, the website, DaveCraig.com. Hey, Dave, we sure appreciate the time. Great stories, and thank you so much for coming on the show with us.
Don't forget to talk to Boddicker and give him my number, okay?
We'll do it.
Hey, we'll take care of you. You know what? Once again, tell the people what you're looking for. There's a place to hunt some deer in the state of Missouri. Is that right?
I go bow. I think so. I'm looking for something to shoot 140 class bucks or bigger. And everybody is, I'm sure. But it'll be a sure good opportunity to get back to Missouri. And Bill Kinney was the first guy kind enough to let me use some land. I take good care of it. Very good hunter, safe, and all that. And I'm a good shot, so nothing bad's going to happen.
Hey, we'll do some research for you. Thank you so much, Dave. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me. That's a great memory for Derek Thomas and a great honor for him.
Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Hey, what a great guest.
That was awesome.
What a great guest.
Awesome.
Dave Craig. Reliving the 7-sack game and the game-winning touchdown against Paul Scansey, telling us stories about Derek Thomas helping Joe Montana and Dave Craig escape the dorms for perhaps a cold one, but then they had to come back because Marty Schottenheimer was on alert, baby. 913-3810-810. And if anyone got somewhere Dave Craig can hunt, please.
Mike Boddicker's going to hook him up.
We'll set him up. 913-3810-810. Back after this on WHB.